Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Parah, the fifth perek, Mishnahs 1 and 2. Hamevi kli cheres lechatas tovel velo al hakivshin. So whoever brings the earthen vessel for the chatas must immerse himself and spend the night at the furnace. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af min habayis humevi v'kasher, Shahakol nemanim al hachatas. Yehuda says that he can bring it from the house and it's fit because all are considered trustworthy regarding the chatas. Ubatruma poseches hakivshan v'notel. For the truma he may open the furnace and take it. Rabbi Shimon omer min haseder hasheni. Rabbi Shimon says from the second row. Rabbi Yossi omer min haseder shlishi from the third row. Okay? So whoever's bringing this vessel to fill it with water and to sanctify it with red cow ashes has to immerse himself, because even those who are wholly pure are considered unpure when it comes to the chatas and must immerse themselves. Spending the night at the furnace, where the earthen vessels are fired, is in order to guard the vessel for the chatas while it's still in the furnace, so that an Am Haaretz doesn't touch it after it's been fired and make it now it's susceptible to ritual impurity. So he must bring it from the potter's house. And if the potter says that he guarded it, so then it's trustworthy, and even an Am Haaretz is trusted to declare that the vessel ritually pure for chatas because it's such a strong and stringent treatment, and it's respected by all. Now, according to the Gemara in Chagiga, all are trusted regard their purity for wine, for drink offerings, and for flour for meal offerings, because we don't want someone to build a paraduma, an altar, and do the paraduma for themselves. And so this, but the law follows Rav Yehuda. Now Rav Shimon says from the second row that the chaver takes a vessel from the second row of vessels arranged in the furnace, but not from the first, because an amaretz might have opened and touched the vessels in the first row. And Rav Yossi says from the third row, being even more stringent, and should only take from the third row. But the halacha doesn't follow either of them. You could take from the first or the second. The first row as well. The Mishnah 2. Hamatbil kli lechatas b'mayim she'enam royim lekadesh, sarik l'nagev. So whoever immerses the vessel for the chatas in water that's not fit for sanctification must dry it. B'mayim she'enam royim lekadesh, ain't it sarik l'nagev. But if it's water which is fit to kaddish, to sanctify, then he does not need to dry it. Im lahosif l'tocho mayim mekudashim, if it's to add in it sanctified water, bein kach or bein kach saiklanagev, then no matter what, he does have to dry it. So if this vessel was prepared for the chatas, to fill it with water and to sanctify with the red cow ashes, in a water that was not fit for sanctification. In other words, it's a mikvah water not drawn from a spring, so then he has to dry it. But if it was from spring water, then he does not have to dry it. Tomorrow we'll be learning Mishnahs 3 and Mishnahs 4.